guest analyst this afternoon, Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy. Dan, kind of a two-sided choppy trade today.
Yeah, it really was a lame session. Sorry for the word, but we're just on pause, if you will, waiting for the USDA report tomorrow. Still trying to decide whether South American weather will improve to a degree. By that, I'm saying rain across Argentina and southern Brazil. And so traders today, hearing a lot of tariff talk again in the weekend, just decided to be soft-shoeing the whole thing. And we had a very choppy session with not much change going home.
Tomorrow's WASDE playing into this too at all or not?
Well, it is, yeah. No, everybody remembers the December and the January WASDEs, which are both bullish. And so, you know, the market didn't want to sell off ahead of that. If we don't get any surprises on the upside from, imagine we'll start to see South American hedge pressure pick up as we head into the end of the week. But today, just a lot of nothingness. And we're all waiting to see what President Trump wants to do in terms of, you know, steel and aluminum and then reciprocal tariffs later this week.
How about livestock?
There too, lots of discussion in terms of what's going to be happening. The volatility in the market's been very high. Cash cattle are expected to be steady this week, and we're all looking to packer in terms of getting constrained, but kills are down. I mean, the last, so far this year, kills are averaging on cattle about 8,900 less than last year. So we are seeing tightening numbers, and that's got the market pensive, and that's why we rallied today, just because we're thinking that the discount of the futures market is a little too big. Hog prices, choppy there too, but waiting on Mexico in terms of what do we do with tariffs later in the month in early March.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
Really not. I think that my focus is on South America, trying to decide where corn and soybean harvests are in terms of crop size. I think that's important down the road. Also, you know, will China continue to look at the United States as a reliable supplier? I think those are the two items that come to my mind. I say that for China because we're now down to around 2 million tons of beans that are open and not shipped, and no corn and no wheat. So if China's going to stay as a U.S. customer, they need to make some additional purchases. We'll see if the Chinese step to the plate or not.
What's the important numbers in tomorrow's WASDE report?
It's all about South American crop size, I believe. How big is Brazil? How big is the cut in Argentina? Maybe on the sidelines will be, what are they going to be doing in terms of U.S. corn exports and ethanol usage? Those numbers could improve. In other words, be larger, and that may give us lower stocks. But we'll see how it works.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy.